This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we continue our reviews in contemporary culture, this time including a review of Paula Poundstone's latest, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. It's an earphones winner, which she reads herself. We'll follow that with reviews in classics and drama and an interview with narrator Allison Larkin, as well as a review of her reading, along with James Warwick, of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. It's written and read by Paula Poundstone, and it is an earphones winner. Comedian Paula Poundstone wanted to know if there's a secret to happiness. So she became the test subject of her totally unscientific research. Listeners are the beneficiaries. In each chapter, she tests a new hypothesis for happiness, starting with getting fit and taekwondo, and moving to camping with her daughter, dancing and spending more time with her family. Along with scientific-sounding evaluations and analyses comes the wisdom laced with her canny observations and sparkling wit, and delivered in her trademark deadpan tone. For instance, did you know that cello hours are longer than computer hours? And she loves to read to her kids, but thinks it's better to have an audiobook on when she's driving. Thank you, Paula, for going through all that tedious research. I feel much happier after listening. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. It's an earphones winner, written and read by Paula Poundstone, and it's available from Highbridge Audio for 7.5 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in contemporary culture, we have This Fight is Our Fight, The Battle to Save America's Middle Class, written and read by Elizabeth Warren. Senator Elizabeth Warren narrates her new audiobook on the state of the nation with passion and conviction. Her clearly written treatise explores the rise and fall of the middle class over the last 80 years, and ends with a handful of action points that can help make life better for working families, even in today's diverse political climate. Warren is a natural behind the mic, allowing listeners to feel her anger and share in her humor. She uses a conversational tone for the many personal stories, her own and those of others, that illustrate real-life struggles faced by the middle class. This fascinating and informative audiobook offers an accessible explanation of the development and consequences of our nation's social and economic policies. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of This Fight is Our Fight, The Battle to Save America's Middle Class by Elizabeth Warren, read by the author, available from Macmillan Audio for 10.75 hours unabridged. Our next review is Infectious Madness, The Surprising Science of How We Catch Mental Illness. It's written by Harriet A. Washington, and it's an earphones winner read by Robert Petkoff. Quiet wonder and intellectual security dominate Robert Petkoff's narration of this engaging audiobook, an astute and fast-moving exposition of how microbes can figure in mental disorders as diverse as anorexia, schizophrenia, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. Petkoff's pleasing voice and conversational phrasing lighten the book's subject matter and give the narrative verve. The author's writing, relaxed and evocative, also facilitates listening as she offers colorful dialogues and reviews history to show how we typically overlook the connections between mental and biological phenomena. Rather than simply resulting from psychosocial or hereditary factors, many psychiatric disorders arise from the interactions of infectious diseases and vulnerabilities in the immune system. The author excels at minimizing medical jargon and probing medical and cultural biases. This is a fascinating, mind-broadening audio. Thomas Walken wrote that review of Infectious Madness, The Surprising Science of How We Catch Mental Illness. It's written by Harriet A. Washington, and it's an Earphones winner read by Robert Petkoff. It's available from Hachette Audio for 9.25 hours unabridged. Next in contemporary culture, we have Flavor, The Science of Our Most Neglected Sense. It's written by Bob Holmes, and it's an Earphones winner read by Jonathan Yen. Narrator Jonathan Yen brings an expressive reading to a scientific subject that remains an elusive concept difficult for many of us to verbalize, flavor. Scientific works can sometimes prove difficult to follow in the audio format, but Yen's enthusiasm helps to keep the information fresh as he describes the intricacies of cutting-edge research on flavor, including such contributing factors as olfaction and the way individuals perceive flavor. Yen's use of accent for some of the scientists consulted throughout the book seems like a superfluous touch, occasionally distracting from the material at hand. Overall, however, listeners are sure to learn some fascinating facts and pick up some tips on how to enhance flavors in their everyday lives. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of Flavor, The Science of Our Most Neglected Sense. It's written by Bob Holmes, an Earphones winner read by Jonathan Yen. It's available from Tantor Media for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow. It's written by Yuval Noah Harari, and it's read by Derek Perkins. In the follow-up to Sapiens, Harari looks ahead, examining the next stage of human evolution. In his well-researched and thorough manner, Harari details experiments, studies, and other data to explain what factors will influence humans now that the major threats from history, famine, disease, and war, are essentially disarmed. Derek Perkins narrates this audiobook with an authentic excitement that engages listeners, even when the content sounds a bit like a textbook, weighted down with jargon and scientific detail as it is. Nonetheless, Perkins projects Harari's passion for his subject matter and, in doing so, keeps listeners engaged with the author's fascinating and enlightening findings. Science enthusiasts will undoubtedly devour this audiobook, while others may wish Perkins had taught their high school science class. Jennifer Forbus wrote that review of Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow, by Yuval Noah Harari, read by Derek Perkins. It's available from Harper Audio for 15 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in contemporary culture is Option B, Facing Adversity, Building Resilience, and Finding Joy. It's written by Sheryl Sandberg with Adam Grant, and it's read by Elisa Donovan, and it's an Earphones winner. Narrator Elisa Donovan's palpable empathy adds to her authentic delivery of this profound and personal audio. With relaxed pacing and conversational phrasing, she makes the pathos and advice unfold with unfailing grace. Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg's reaction to the unexpected death of her husband in 2015 constitute the core narrative, which features descriptions of how she and others who suffered through tragedy found ways to respect themselves, avoid self-destructive ruts, and identify a new direction for their lives. She recounts how she learned to be proactive with her friends, sometimes crazy reactions, and how she helped her children, and how she eventually integrated her husband's memory into her life. The heartfelt wisdom in this audio, along with Donovan's sensitive performance, make it a high impact listen for people suffering from all manner of loss and trauma. Thomas Walken wrote that review of Option B, Facing Adversity, Building Resilience, and Finding Joy. It's written by Sheryl Sandberg with Adam Grant, and it's an Earphones winner from Elisa Donovan. It's available from Random House Audio for 6.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. And this is just a quick reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. One more review now in contemporary culture, and we have Sometimes the Magic Works, Lessons from a Writing Life by Terry Brooks. Elizabeth George does the introduction. It's read by Dan Warren, and Kimberly Farr does that introduction. Dan Warren's narration of this advice for aspiring writers from the author of the popular Shana Ra series is a low-key lecture. In an unembellished delivery, Brooks draws from his own experience as a highly successful fantasy writer. He delivers references to and excerpts from favorable reviews of his books in a matter-of-fact tone that avoids sounding like bragging. The audiobook begins with a recounting of Brooks's experience getting the first novel of his series published and the advice of the editor who worked with him through many months of revisions. Warren's steady tone reflects Brooks's practical approach to the craft of writing and encouragement to those who want to become writers. Joyce E. McCarthy wrote that review of Sometimes the Magic Works, Lessons from a Writing Life. It's written by Terry Brooks with an introduction from Elizabeth George, and it's read by Dan Warren with an introduction from Kimberly Farr. It's available from Random House Audio for 4.5 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, we will take a little break from our reviews in contemporary culture, and I will be reading you now an interview with Allison Larkin. Actually, says Allison Larkin in a crisp, lilting English accent, I read in a TARDIS. The British phone booth spaceship in which the BBC's Doctor Who has been traveling the universe since 1963? She chortles. Actually, it's the door of a phone box attached to the door of my recording studio behind my house in Western Massachusetts. But I call it my TARDIS because narration is like time travel. Think of everywhere I've been. Neverland, for instance, with Peter Pan. That performance in 2016 won Larkin an Earphones Award. She also won an Earphones Award for her first audiobook, a recording of her novel, The English American. The story, which was a one-woman comedy show before becoming a novel, is based on her experience of being born American and then being adopted by an English couple and raised in England. I was extremely excited when I heard about the award, although I was so new to audiobooks that I didn't know such a thing existed. Imagine, my mother wondered if someone might appear with earphones on a cushion. Larkin, who is a classically trained actress as well as a comedian and novelist, then recorded all 12 books in Arthur Ransom's cherished English children's story series, Swallows and Amazons. "That's when I fell in love with narrating," she says, "and when the producers discovered I can do any accent. I love the craft. It's never boring, and it's always different. And having children, it's lovely that I can close the TARDIS door at 3 and go be with them." Of course, nothing is perfect. Isolation stalks narrators who almost always work alone in what amounts to a soundproof box. So Larkin has begun to mix it up. In 2016, she founded her own production company, Allison Larkin Presents. It's terribly exciting because you get to choose the project and experiment. For example, she and narrator James Warwick adapted Oscar Wilde's Importance of Being Earnest and recorded it together. We were in the same room, and as James said, "It was bloody brilliant." Her production of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice incorporated several popular songs of the Regency period, what Jane might have listened to, and captivated critic David Denby of The New Yorker. In the upcoming Devil's Trill, a mystery in sonata allegro form, by violinist and writer Gerald Elias, Elias himself plays the violin. And her recent collection of classic fairy tales of the fiercer sex, includes only those in which girls aren't victims. Remember, beauty does best the beast. "Audio is at the beginning of a new heyday," she says. "Actually, it's thrilling. We're just getting started on the forms it can take. What matters is compelling and gripping listening. It's like the Wild West," says the English-American. That interview was conducted by Aurelia C. Scott. It was talking with Allison Larkin. And here's a review of The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde, read by James Warwick and Allison Larkin. What is arguably Oscar Wilde's most popular work has stood the test of time as a classic comedy. In this new edition, audio edition, narrator James Warwick and Allison Larkin take on the roles of all 9 characters. Both performers expertly create unique personalities for all the roles, showing the extent of their talents. Even with only 2 actors at work, it's nearly impossible to confuse the characters, except where Wilde intends. As the characters indulge in hijinks, Warwick and Larkin are a delightful combination for both listeners familiar with the story and newcomers. Get ready to listen and laugh as Wilde's classic comedy comes to life once more. Andrew G. McKinley wrote that review of The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. It's read by James Warwick and Allison Larkin. And it's available from Allison Larkin Press for 1.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Now we will turn our attention to reviews in classics and drama. And our first review is Les Liaisons Dangereuses by Pierre Chaudelot de Lassion. It's an earphones winner, read by Dominic West and a full cast. This audio production provides a masterclass in inhabiting character, interpretation of text, and vocal technique. Think that an abridgment of a modern English period drama based on an 18th century French novel about a pair of amoral libertines who ruin their lovers for sport might not be your cuppa? You're not factoring in Janet McTeer's cello voice or outrageously seductive performance of the completely horrifying Madame de Mertuis. She is astonishing. Dominic West, think The Wire, did you know he is English? Is equally brilliant as Valmont. The supporting cast is terrific, the production values are stunning, and the adaptation of the play for audio is extremely deft, returning the play to its roots as an epistolary novel. Thrilling, really. So says Beth Gutchen of 2017 Audie's finalist, Les Liaisons Dangereuses, and Earphones winner read by Dominic West, Janet McTeer, and a full cast. It's available from Audible, Inc. for 2.25 hours unabridged. Our next review is Anne of Green Gables. It's written by L. M. Montgomery, and it's read by Rachel McAdams, and it's an Earphones winner. Listeners will relish this production of L. M. Montgomery's classic. Matthew and Maria Cuthbert are expecting a foster child, a boy, who will help them on their farm. But it's 11-year-old Anne, with an E, who arrives from the orphanage. Narrator Rachel McAdams illuminates Anne's anxiety as she voices her fears and expectations to Matthew and Mariah. McAdams' words tumbles out of her mouth, just as Anne's do. As Anne, McAdams' delivery is light and breathy and ever so speedy, but clear and eloquent. As Mariah, McAdams sounds clipped and curt, but not harsh. Her portrayal of Mrs. Rachel Lynde has just the right gossipy, opinionated edge. And she delivers Matthew's reluctantly expressed opinions gently and quietly. Listeners will enjoy Anne's escapades and the joy she finds in her new world. Anne Ritchie wrote that review of Anne of Green Gables. It's written by L. M. Montgomery, and it's an Earphones winner read by Rachel McAdam. It's available from Audible, Inc. for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Continuing now in classics and drama, we have a review of the audio version of Amadeus by Peter Schaeffer. It's read by James Callis and a full cast. This faithful audio adaptation of Paul Schaeffer's Tony and Academy Award-winning masterpiece immediately takes the listener to the heart of the story, the emotions. Whether it is Mozart, James Callis's, dizzying self-confidence, diminished by his fear of losing his father's approval, or Constanza, Jocelyn Towne, fear of losing her husband, or court composer Antonio Salieri, a marvelous Michael Emerson's, ability to express admiration, loathing, and doubt, all in a single sentence, it's all there, in the words. Emerson especially has a wonderful time teasing out the brooding, soaring, crazed flights of fantasy in Salieri's monologues. Amadeus is a superb, entertaining work, and this live audio version finds the history, humor, and humanity in every scene. That review by Brian Price was of Amadeus by Peter Schaeffer. It's read by James Callis and a full cast, and it's available from LA Theater Works for 2 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in classics and drama is The Mimic Men by V.S. Naipaul, read by Sam Dastor. Rarely do listeners encounter as unique a protagonist as Naipaul's Ralph Singh. He lives in London, though he grew up in the Caribbean and even shared ruling power for a time on the island with an Afro-Caribbean politician. Sam Dastor's strong narration enlivens Singh as he remembers his childhood and political career. Dastor ensures that Singh's disillusionment becomes evident as he returns to his politically torn island home. Dastor's low tone sometimes hovers between thoughtful and monotonous, a tone that befits Naipaul's story. Beginning 20 years as Singh travels from London to the Caribbean and back, amid a failed marriage and vacillating political power, The novel examines the complicated social and ethnic struggles of its time. Andrew G. McKinley wrote that review of The Mimic Men by V.S. Naipaul, read by Sam Dastor, available from Naxos Audiobooks for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. And finally today, in Classics and Drama, we have Washington Square by Henry James, read by Adam Sims. With this performance, narrator Adam Sims sounds both historical and contemporary, bridging the time span between James's 19th century novel and the present day with style. His brisk pace and youthful tone seem modern, while his sharp-edged, superbly enunciated syllables hark back to an earlier time. This dichotomy works to the listener's advantage. One feels transported back in time without any problems with comprehension or attention. As Catherine Sloper grows up under the eye of her widowed father, she is found wanting according to the standards of her social status. When a dashing suitor appears on the scene, his intentions are questioned and the conflict ensues. This is a good performance of a great classic. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Washington Square by Henry James, read by Adam Sims. It's available from Naxos Audiobooks for 6.75 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have a question and answer session with author James Patterson and narrator Eduardo Ballerini. We'll follow that with reviews in mystery and suspense, including reviews of The Fix, Amos Decker, Book 3 by David Baldacci, read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy, and Kill the Father by Sandrone Dazieri, read by Cassandra Campbell. Both are earphones winners. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.